In its latest polls, Ipsos are looking at the possible impact of turnout scenarios and possible political party support. The research company emphasized that the pivotal role of voter turnout in shaping the 2024 election outcome. South Africa is gearing for what is considered the most important election since 1994. At the end of this month, we speak to political analyst Marie Harris. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Yusuf.
Which parties or you know, which of the parties will benefit if there is a low voter turnout?
The lower the voter turnout is going to be on the 29th, the better for the ANC. It is because ANC voters who are mainly situated in the rural areas of the country are very, very loyal to the party, and they will definitely turn out to vote if we look at their propensity to vote on the 29th. It is people in metropolitan areas, perhaps slightly less so, and therefore definitely with a very low voter turnout of between 41% and 43%, the ANC will get 46% of the votes. But at this stage, I don't think that the voter turnout will be that low. The reason being that a lot of the campaigns have really started and kicked up and really gained momentum these last few weeks, the last 2 weeks or so. And we are in for quite an interesting ride for the next 3 weeks.
Yes, so basically the political party or parties who manage to get their supporters to the polling stations may see good results, in essence. Now, the most recent voter turnout models based on the latest calculations and projections outline three potential scenarios with projected turnout ranges edging slightly higher across all three scenarios compared to the estimated published earlier. Can you explain that to us?
Yes, in February we did these same calculations, and at that stage there was still, I think, one more registration weekend left. People were very, very despondent about the country, not happy with politics, not happy with politicians, not happy with delivery. People are still not happy. But at this stage, people are saying, let's go out and vote. And a lot of people registered. Well, 60% of South Africans who are eligible to vote are registered to vote. So there's still 40% of people who are eligible who haven't made, didn't take the trouble to go and register to vote. But the figures look better than it did in February for people who say that they are going to turn out to vote. And we get, if we run the models, a high voter turnout of between 74% and 76%, a medium voter turnout of between 57% and 59%, and a low voter turnout of 41% to 43%. I've already said I don't think the low voter turnout will realize. I also don't think the high voter turnout will realize because of the reasons that I mentioned, that people are not that happy with politics and politicians at this stage. So in 2019, our voter turnout was 56%. Perhaps it will be in the same region or just slightly lower than what it was in 2019.
And how will that favour which of the parties, or will it favour the ANC in some way?
It will still favour the ANC somewhat. They come in at 44%, the DA then at 20.9%, the EFF at 11%, MK at 8.7%, and the IFP at 3.3%, and then there's other parties altogether at 12.1%. That is, if we look at those people who feature in a medium voter turnout scenario.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing with us the insight. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye. That was Marie Harris chatting to us about the different scenarios in terms of the elections. And what is pivotal to this elections is the turnout and how that will swing the elections.